Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, I Love You.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This is my command to you. Love one another. Have you ever received a letter from a dear friend or a loved one and read it over and over and even saved it to read it again and again? Have you cherished the final words or conversation with a parent, spouse, or a friend before they were called home to God? I must admit, I have. Well, these words from Scripture, God's love letter to us, are probably one of the most life-giving, loving words of Jesus that we have ever received. I love you. I tell you I love you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. I am chosen and loved just as God chose and loved Jesus. And we are invited into the intimacy of that love. Jesus says that we need to remain in his love. In another translation of this gospel, he tells us to abide in his love. What an amazing invitation to deepen our love and friendship with Jesus so that we can experience his joy. Can we open ourselves to receive this goodness, this joy in the present moment? Can we hear his voice saying gently, personally, just accept my love. Live, dwell, remain, abide in my love. We know that we are always loved by our beloved, but we are not always aware. Perhaps we aren't paying attention or taking the time to listen. Taking the time to hear God's voice. Perhaps we may even deny it or feel unworthy of such love. Jesus insists, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Friendship matters. Love matters. We are hearing this reading again because today is the feast of the Apostle Matthias, who took the place of Judas after the ascension. Perhaps Matthias never expected to be chosen and loved as the others. Matthias is a witness to the promises of Jesus and a reminder that we are all of us are assured of Jesus' love, even and in spite of our weakness and uncertainty. Can I, can you, just sit quietly with these words of Jesus, this love letter of his to each one of us? Can we receive, simply receive, his loving word to us? Are we listening? Can we feel his reassurance, believe in his loving promise? It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, to go and love one another. Pope Francis, in his powerful and personal proclamation of Laudate Si, assures all of us with these words. Jesus does not abandon us. He does not leave us alone, for he has united himself definitively to our earth. And his love constantly impels us to find new ways forward. Let's just be still. Listen and hear Jesus say, I love you.